The United Nations says 90% of the world's population lacks the money to buy even the most basic goods. Life is an endless struggle to get enough water, food, cooking fuel, and shelter just to survive. The outdoor exhibit at the Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum displays tools to meet those needs, and others that address education, better health, and income-generating work. Curator Cynthia Smith.
The kind of design that's in the show, Design for the Other 90%, really can impact people's lives. They can improve their lives and even save lives.
For transporting things, there is the Boda bicycle, built long to carry large loads or two passengers. Or for carrying water home, there's the Q-drum.
Which is like a donut. You put the water inside the donut, it's plastic, and then you roll it along the ground as opposed to putting it on your head or pushing it with a wheelbarrow.
The Life Straw makes dirty water safe to drink in the time it takes to draw it up from a pond or puddle. Solar-powered lights are woven into the flexible portable light mat so that people can read or work at night. And for growing food, even during a drought, there are several micro-irrigation devices on display, including a bamboo treadle pump.
You use it with a walking motion and brings water up from the ground. It costs roughly $40. Over 2 million of those are in use today. The impact for that one is they're in Bangladesh alone, they've increased their net income by $1.4 billion.
The pot-in-pot cooler keeps vegetables fresh for days, making it possible to earn money from produce that would otherwise spoil before it could be brought to market.
It's designed by Muhammad Ba'aba, an engineer out of Nigeria, and it's one ceramic pot inside of another ceramic pot. Between the two pots, there's sand. You pour water into the sand, and as the air evaporates, the hot air escapes from the center of the pot and leaves cool air.
Sergio Palleroni is an architecture professor who designs for poor communities. His group's solar cooker is made from scrap metal and uses the same principle of focused sunlight that the ancient Greeks used to set enemy ships afire.
You turn it till the line of the sun is straight to the center, and then all the rays of the sun will come, reflect, and then hit the black surface and heat it up. So that's why it's on a stand. You rotate it around and then focus it, and then essentially for, you know, half an hour while the sun is still in that general path, then you have a super efficient stove.
Hundreds of families can cook at once on the giant versions, which follow the sun with clockwork mechanisms made of bicycle parts.
It allows people to cook from what's really abundant in most equatorial zones. Most poverty happens along the equatorial belt. And one resource you have in abundance is the sun.
Other highlights of the show include a fleet of motorcycles that carry wireless internet from village to village, and furniture built of wood salvaged after Hurricane Katrina. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.